ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
When was the last time you really looked at your kettle, your umbrella, the hallway mirror, or even a gravestone? Every one of them was designed by someone for a reason. And those choices are still shaping how you live. The ordinary isn't ordinary at all. That's By Design with me, Anthony Burke. Find it on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome to The Music Show on ABC Radio National. I'm Andrew Ford and this is Cover Story.
This is a real thrill and a real treat. Now, how many of you go so far back that you'd remember a song of mine called Jolene?
It's our occasional series, Cover Story. We take one great song and lots of cover versions. Not all of the cover versions themselves are great, but they're all worth talking about. Now, depending which Dolly Apocrypha you subscribe to, Dolly Parton may or may not have written Jolene the same day that she wrote I Will Always Love You, which would be pretty impressive if it were true. Jolene was released in January 1974. It was her second number one single in the US country charts. It also got into the top 10 in the UK, and it's been a feature on pretty much every best song list since. Dolly says it's her most covered song, and she ought to know. Great long list, which we have whittled down to 10 or 11 versions. And our guests today are Reuben Kay. He's a comedian, cabaret artist, and he's artistic director of this year's Adelaide Cabaret Festival, which is on now. And Gillian Cosgrove, who's a guest at this year's festival. She's a composer, writer, and performer. And at the end of today's show, we'll have an extra treat from Reuben and Gillian waiting for you. First of all, though, we've got to get through some 80s electro pop and Scottish punk and the odd supersonic soprano. And we're going to start, as we always do, with the original. Here's Dolly Parton and Jolene.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you. Choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't.
That's the original version, Dolly Parton's Jolene, from her album of the same name. It came out in 1974, and it's the subject of today's cover story here on The Music Show. Welcome, Gillian Cosgrove, and welcome, Reuben Kay.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. What a pleasure.
This is a song which, it's been, as we will hear, been covered a lot. But let's perhaps talk about the song itself to start with. It's a rather obsessive song, isn't it? I counted 31 mentions of Jolene.
I don't know if you've ever had your heart broken. It's not a rational state of mind.
31's a starting point for a heartbreak, I'd say.
I remember I got my heart broken in the pandemic, and I really think I wore a ring around the couch, pacing around it, having arguments with no one in particular, right? But with one specific person,
yes.
And he knows who he is. But it is that, that's the vibe of a song like this.
Yes, but I think what's beautiful in this song too is you hear that motion, like the way that the orchestration of Dolly's version sits, it has such a movement to it, you know, like it's not this kind of lovelorn ballad. It's really like, it is obsessive. You're exactly right.
People think it's a ballad, and that really it's not. It's actually
she drives
high-end mid-tempo.
Yeah.
Yes, it is, isn't it? And I love the way that it just keeps going up. It's like an Escher staircase. Every line, it goes up and up and up and then dips down at the end, and it doesn't matter whether it's the chorus or the verse, it's the same thing.
I mean, that's yearning, isn't it? That's the heartbreak. That's the, I'm trying to get out of this pit that we're digging, and it just keeps rising and rising. It's really primal or biological. It's very beautiful. You're writing something from the heart, right?
Yeah, and it's about her, though. It's about Jolene, isn't it? I mean, because it's not just her name.
To the point of sapphism.
Yeah.
Well, exactly. Emerald eyes, ivory skin, auburn hair. I mean, she could have just said, you're nice looking.
She could have just said, actually, it's about Julianne Moore.
That's right.
Dead on description.
Or she could have talked about her boyfriend and or the man in question, which...
We don't need to know what he looks like. This is not about him.
We know nothing about him. He has no agency in this song because Jolene can come and take him just because she can.
Andy, that's literally what I said to Reuben about this. I was like, let's do this. I love a song where a man has no agency. He's just an object, and that's kind of beautiful.
Yes. Truly.
Yes. All right. Well, let's move on. We'll go up a tone and we'll listen to Olivia Newton-John from just a couple of years later.
Just a tone we're going up, or a bat's going to start to...
I know. It sounds higher.
It's the only way she knows where she is.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene. Breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what it means to me, Jolene.
That's Olivia Newton-John.
It's only a tone, but it is one of the big tones, you know? Like,
yes.
I know they're technically the same size, but some of them feel bigger than others.
She's trying to out Dolly Dolly, isn't she?
Dolly's one has so much purity of sound. It gives it yearning, it gives it romance, it gives it lilting. But Olivia Newton-John is actually serving so much sex. There's so much vocal fry, there's so much breathiness. It's so sensual.
To me, this gives a version of this woman who has put on a full face and done her hair to go out and look for the man.
I feel like she's there going, I could also get Jolene.
Yeah.
This is not only do I
Let's
have...
see how the three of us get along. Let's see.
But also the disco version.
Yes.
The disco strings in this, especially that kind of modulated gliss down.
Yeah, well, when she starts taking the major chords at the end, I think we were talking about how it feels almost like I Feel Love.
There's
hint of that.
Yes, you're right. That slithery gliss on the strings is...
Slithery gliss is a fantastic drag name.
Please don't take him just because you can.
You could have... At the end of this song, I think she sings a D flat, above high C.
We were in the Uber here pitching on a pitch pipe, going, where's she singing? Where's she singing? And our poor Uber driver was like, please stop.
Please no.
I feel as though we have to get straight to Beyoncé after that. We're coming almost to the present day. From Cowboy Carter in 2024, this is Beyoncé's version of Jolene and completely different lyrics.
Jolene, 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 I'm warning you, don't come for my man. More than beauty and seductive stares to come between a family and a happy man. Jolene, I'm a woman too. The games you play are nothing new, so you don't want no heat with me, Jolene. We've been deep in love for 20 years. I raised that man, I raised his kids. I know my man better than he knows himself. To my man, but you don't want this smoke, so shoot your shot with someone else. Jolene, 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 I'm warning you, woman, find you your own man.
Beyoncé from Cowboy Carter 2024 and her version of Jolene. This is a very different kettle of fish. This is not out dollying Dolly any longer. This is something else, isn't it?
I love this kettle, personally.
Boil it up. I don't know enough about guitars, but that is it a steel guitar? It feels such a steely sound.
Mm.
And it feels like she's paying real tribute to Dolly. But what I love about this is the rhythms that Beyoncé chooses for her lyrics in this just bounce between the bars and the structure and the notes of this amazing riff that Dolly wrote. We could sit in that dum ba dum dum ba da da. I'm not that person. I should never have done that. I could sit in that for ages before any of the ascensions or any of the drops.
Yeah.
And Beyoncé's just like pinging around it.
Yes, the rewrite, I must say, I don't think it improves Dolly's lyric. Do you?
Oh, to me, it's like a companion song.
Yeah.
So I don't feel like it's about improvement or it's just going, this is not pleading, this is a threat. This is an entirely different version of this story.
That's right.
Love.
That's right. Because she is, I wrote this down, a Creole banji bitch from Louisiana.
And that's what we really wanted to hear you say. Yeah. And that's what we all did.
You and Beyoncé have that in common.
I think some of Beyoncé's rhymes aren't as precise, right, as standard songwriting. But she's advancing the narrative or flipping the lens. And didn't Beyoncé also sort of go to Dolly and say, hey, I want to write this. Can I have your blessing? That's part of the lore of this song.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. To me, it reads like these two women are like, one is an older sister and one is a younger sister. It's the two different energies you have in a relationship.
Yep.
A lot of the time.
And also, like, if Beyoncé comes and says, hey, I'm going to rewrite your song.
You say thank you, Beyoncé.
You say thank you, Beyoncé. But also, it's Dolly. She's like, what are you going to do? Either it's going to be good and I'm going to come off smelling like roses, or you're going to flop and people are going to love my version better. Go for your life, babe.
Yeah, it's a win-win for Dolly.
And I think they lucked out that both of them are smash hits.
I think they did. And I think listening to you, Gillian Cosgrove and Reuben Kay, I can't help thinking you're talking like cabaret artists. But the way, you know, when it comes to reinterpreting songs, that's sort of what you do, isn't it?
Well, it's a cornerstone of the cabaret world, is trying to tilt the world and look at established things through a different lens, whether that's a political lens, a queer lens, a lens of the immediacy of the audience. That's the most electric part of cabaret as a whole. And some of that is done by taking songs and completely reinterpreting them.
And with also with storytelling as a cornerstone, like Beyoncé is an incredible storyteller. Mm. The way that not just the lyrics, but also her arrangements across all of her work just give you entire worlds in a single song. And I think this version absolutely does that.
Sleep good, happy, because you came to God by what planted seeds.
The amazing thing she does at the end of this version too is just adds in an entirely new musical structure verse that is not part of the Dolly version, which I kind of love. Mm.
But what about that rather triumphant chorus of cowboys at the end? What do we think of that?
I don't think either of us is ever upset about a chorus of cowboys.
I have no opinion on this. Well, the opinion I do have can't be broadcast at this time on this station.
We'll move on in that case. But thank you. Now, we're going to hear something very different. This is Dami Im.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. But I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what it means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Dami Im at the piano and her version of Jolene. What do you think of Dami?
Well, I think Dami is an exceptional singer and a real kind of cornerstone of Australia's pop royalty. I mean, representing us at Eurovision and the fashion choices. I think for me, the joy of this song comes from its roots in country and the way that Dolly's voice has a tension. It doesn't feel like she's playing into country, but the song is so country. So when Dami comes at it with such a pop vocal and pop ornamentations, I think some of that dissonance, sustain and resolve that happens in the song gets a little bit lost for me.
All these versions to me feel like different breakups and different points in the breakup. And this one to me, I think, because it begins in such a ballady kind of way, I'm like, oh, this is after she's actually lost him and she's scrolling through Jolene's Instagram. This is what it is. He and Jolene are in the Whit Sundays and she's looking at it.
Absolutely.
But I think this version, because of the kind of stripped back piano ballad nature, this feels like less active. You know, like a lot of those early versions, because of the drive, I imagine that woman literally going from bar to bar looking for this man.
Yeah, like, the frenetic nature of
it,
isn't
it? I will drag you out by your bald patch, but
I've got a little allergy, I think, because cabaret is so self-aware, right, as an art form, that if anything is too worthy, I feel the energy in the room just drop a little bit. It's very easy to get distracted or kind of, it doesn't keep your laser focus. So if something's going to be a slowed down version of a pop song that's super worthy and emotional, I would just want a bit more, I think.
Yeah.
Had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you. And whatever you decide to do,
what do you think of it, Andy?
I tend to agree. I feel it's a bit pallid. And also, it's now the ballad, which we had just agreed that this song is not.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to do it slow, do something else with it. Lift it up, change it. I think also because it's so musically interesting, the original, if you don't kind of match that, what are you doing?
Yes, but this is a cabaret point as well, isn't it? I mean, you have to be able to bring something new to it, and it's got to be at least as good.
Yeah, it's finding the right thing to do with the song. I always found this very early on when I would still kind of do covers in shows, is going, how can I make this different enough to the original that it has something of interest, even if it's not the same as what people expect?
And it's a thing of like taking what's familiar and you can either renovate it completely or you just stretch it a little bit. Someone goes, oh my God, and you realize the similarity of things. Like Jill and I were talking about the riff in this song that sets up the bed. And we were like, where is this riff also present in things?
The other thing in this is that it drives on the one. So it is da, 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 rather than that, da, 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 you know, like you sort of want, I want a little more offbeat, I think, from this.
Well, you want offbeat.
Yes, please.
Always.
I have jazz for you.
Oh.
Zuritis with Dan Pugach and his big band came out just last year. Nicola Zuritis seems to be almost obsessed with this song. Online there are, I found, 5 if not 6 different versions of her singing this, sometimes just with herself at the piano. She's a very good jazz pianist as well. I I've got Jill's scenario completely firmly in my head about the bar. And because she's a jazz pianist, I mean, we don't hear the piano until about two-thirds of the way through the song, and she's left the bar. If you're going to go and flirt with Jolene, I'm playing the piano.
Yeah, there's a beautiful agony of someone like mid-song looking over and just seeing this play out and not being able to do anything about it either. It's a little bit that like last 20 minutes of La La Land, you know, where he sees her but he has to keep playing the song.
Here you go.
I love how moody it is. To me, this is like she's in the same bar and she's literally watching Jolene flirt with him at the bar, but she's never going to say anything. She's just sitting there waiting for him to come back, you know? Like, love that feeling.
It's all warm light, small black cocktail dresses, chilled martini glass. I was like, this feels so Sondheim-y and it feels so inner city urban.
Yes.
And I could live in the musical world of this just as much as I could live in the musical world of Dolly's original. The only thing for me is there reaches a point where it's no longer about the song. It's no longer bears any relevance to this song. This could be any song. You could have written anything. It's this, the star of this is this orchestration. Mm. This orchestration is world building. It's sort of, it's terraforming an aesthetic in your mind.
I like the fact that we have a sort of chorale, a brass chorale at the beginning instead of the opening chorus. So the vocals begin with the verse.
The part for the song that hits for me is in the chorus is when the brass is really accentuating that lift of Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. And then she hits Jolene, it's off. It goes da 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 da. Is there, is creamy and delicious.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you like that. I like that too. Go and have a listen to some of her other versions because she really does make the song her own in lots of different ways.
That's a delicious deep dive for us.
It is. Now, you're listening to The Music Show on ABC Radio National. It's Cover Story. My guests are Reuben Kaye and Gillian Cosgrove. We're doing Jolene, and this is Strawberry Switchblade.
I know where I'm going to take my exercise class to. That is wild. Get the leotards out.
That's Strawberry Switchblade, who had a moment in the 1980s from Scotland. And, well, I mean, it's kind of, you think you know where that song is going until...
Whoever arranged that song was totally unencumbered by minimalism or instinct.
Or taste.
The disco strings. Oof. Do you know what I need? I need more drum pads. I need drum pads and I need more hand claps, just in case it wasn't apparent that we needed to clap.
And can I mention the harmonica? I'm trying to remember, when did Eurythmics' Must Be an Angel Playing with My Heart come out? I think that was before this. This is 85. And it sounds for a moment like this is Stevie Wonder too, but it's not. It's Larry Adler, of all people. The great Larry Adler. The man who did the theme for Genevieve.
As in he arranged it or he's playing the harmonica?
That's him playing the harmonica.
Oh, wow.
Because that's the best part of the song.
Yeah.
We all said it's like it may be the only organic part of the song, vocals included.
Yeah.
That's like someone faxed the song to someone.
It's like a fax of a song. The story I have in my head for this version is Jolene is absolutely not flirting with her boyfriend.
No.
She's that girl at the party being like, stay away from him. And she's like, I literally don't want nothing to do with your man.
Yeah.
Babe, no.
But she's talking through a Wi-Fi router. In 1989.
Yeah. I did play this version to Ruben and I was like, without looking at the video clip, tell me what this woman's hair looks like.
The CFCs, the fluorocarbons, the hole in the ozone layer was big.
Beautiful.
A big, beautiful hole.
Do we actually like it?
Look, it's not for me.
I would appreciate it as a sign of the times. And boy, the times were rough.
Yes.
I mean, the times were great, actually.
Not for
that. We were
that.
In a boom. I guess. It's a good point.
And this is a sonic boom. This is wild.
Yeah. My favorite thing about this version was discovering that one of these band members was once fired from a bakery for having blue hair. And I feel like you can hear that.
Yes. And she was fired by someone called Jolene.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's probably, that gets to the nub of the matter. All right.
We don't hear the word nub often enough.
Well, maybe you don't. This is Darcy Clay from New Zealand.
Okay, now, Jolene, you put the gun down, step away from the vehicle. So now, then, we all look quick. It's a jailbird.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Please don't take my man. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Don't you take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming logs of auburn hair and every skin and eyes of emerald green. Smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain. She can only be you, Jolene. You talk about him in your sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when you call his name, Jolene. I could easily understand how you could easily take a man, but you don't know what he means to her, Jolene. Begging off your police, don't take that man. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Don't you take it just because you can. See, you could have your choice for man, she could never love again. It's the only one for her, Jolene. You, happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Well, that's pretty alternative. That's Darcy Clay and his 1997 version of Dolly Parton's Jolene. Jolene is our cover story on today's music show. My guests are Ruben Kay and Gillian Cosgrove. Ruben, what do you make of Darcy?
I think you can really hear the 90s in that, and I think someone had a lot of fun with the delay switch. That's what I think. I think, look, I applaud a lo-fi effort, and I love a lo-fi effort. I think that feels like it was done in someone's garage, mates fooling around and looking, look what we can make. And I think that's what's really nice about that version of it. Is it my favourite version of it? Not particularly. Is it, does it evoke the spirit of the original? No. But at the end of the day, it's very young singers and musicians fooling around and experimenting. And I still protect that for the, to the end of time.
There's a place for experimentation. Jill, do you feel that this brings anything of interest to Dolly's song?
I mean, to me, this is like what Bob Dylan would do if he had a four-track. So, and I think if Bob Dylan had done it, everyone would be like, it's revolutionary. The one thing I'm intrigued by in this version is what he's doing with the vowel sounds and the accent. Because he's a Kiwi, and I was like, it sounds like he's put his own accent through Google Translate and then translated it back to himself. But I think something also that I really love about this song is that the accent does sort of compel you, you know, like Dolly's accent is such a part of the original and is part of her country sound that anywhere where his vowels are matching that, I also am like, this feels like, it feels Southern. I don't, to me, this doesn't evoke a story necessarily, but it certainly, yeah, it's got edge, you know?
Yeah.
I'll give it that.
It doesn't feel authentic to me, I suppose. And it's interesting you mentioned the accent because it keeps reminding me of Mick Jagger and his kind of never quite successful attempt at a Southern American accent when it went...
Oh. I was literally like, Mick Jagger's never quite successful. And I was like, tell it to his wives, man. Guess again.
Tell it to how many times that man has dodged hepatitis. That's success to me.
Yes, yes. No, I would love to hear Mick Jagger do Jolene, but we haven't got one of those, unfortunately.
Oh, Nina Simone would be good doing Jolene.
Yeah, Jolene wouldn't stand a chance.
No.
Would be like the Beyonce version.
Yeah, correct.
Jolene, I'm at your house.
Yeah, it's actually
I'm here. I'm under the bed.
It's the funeral of Jolene.
Yeah.
It's all in past, present. She should have stepped back.
Her voice was soft like summer rain. Now it's very soft.
It's all in. It's actually a victory march. Yeah. We change it. Triumph.
What about the fact that this is, I think, the only version that with a man singing the song? What does that bring to it?
Well, interestingly, I was talking to Jill about that this, as we said at the start, that sapphic, I think there's something inherently queer about Dolly, inherently queer about this song because of the longing this person feels for Jolene. But when a man sings it, suddenly it takes it into, you know, much more into the modern era of bisexuality, of polyamorousness. And I'm all for that. I'm all for reframing things like this. Because how many times have you seen queer artists have to sing about the opposite sex in their musical career because they could never be honest about who they were actually singing about?
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I remember a gay singer doing a version of Bewitched, Bothered and Bewildered and changing the pronouns so that it was she whose trousers were clinging to her. I mean, the rhymes didn't even work.
No, that's upsetting. Isn't it a sad moment when society gets in the way of a good scansion?
Yeah, it is.
Now, you, of course, I haven't mentioned this to our listeners, but I can now tease them with the fact that you are going to do your own version of this song for us shortly, but not before we've heard from Miley Cyrus. This is from her live album, Attention, from 2022.
We'll be right back. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your skin is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. Jolene. You in a seat. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls an angel name.
Miley Cyrus has sung that song quite a lot.
Well, Dolly Parton's her godmother, right?
Oh, I didn't even know that, really.
I think that's the law. That's the right thing. Yeah. Yes, I'm getting confirmation from the Brain Trust.
I'm getting confirmation from mine. So that's good. Right. Well, she probably got permission as well. Mm-hmm. Not just Beyonce. Dolly's out there doling out permissions.
We called her up. No response, and now we have a security tailing us, but we called.
What do we think of this? I mean, you know, it's she can sing.
I'm going to be honest. I love Miley most when she is covering other artists' work. Mm-hmm. I think she's a phenomenal singer. She has a very damaged voice, but she doesn't shy away from allowing that damage. And I love texture in a voice. And I think in a song like this, that texture lends this edge to it. She's got the vowels that Jillian loves, these southern vowels.
Yeah. I also love that she's doing, it's such a singer's trick, but it's so hard to belt or to be in a tricky part of your voice on an E vowel. So I love that she's basically saying Jolene. That makes me very happy.
Very. The speed and the dexterity to play that guitar riff is fantastic in the original and in lots of these covers. But the emphasis on kick in this drum.
The kick on this, that it started the kick. We were both dancing in the studio because this, it's so exciting. Mm. And I was thinking this time, actually, the orchestration, like the arrangement at the start of this, it almost feels Fleetwood Mac-esque to me.
Yes, it is,
isn't it? Yeah.
It's so Fleet, and it made me think, God, I'd love a Stevie Nicks Jolene. I wonder if one exists.
Well, can I say one of the best things that I think Miley Cyrus has ever done is the Edge of 17, Midnight Sky, is just one of my favourite things. She's got a great musical pedigree, Miley, and she's got good people around her. I was just talking to Jill as I was playing, going, how many guitars do you think are in this? There's a bass, there's an electric guitar, there'll be a string guitar. And how many? Two? I think there's two string guitars and an electric on this.
Mm.
And a strings patch. I'd love to know.
I like its energy, but I wonder whether it's still Jolene. I mean, I wonder whether the song is sort of neither here nor there by the time she's finished with it.
But isn't that not also the same of the jazz version that we've just heard? We've got Dolly's role. We've got Dolly's, but we have the song.
Yes, of course. There's no point in doing an exact cover, as we were saying, of Dolly's version anyway.
I feel like this is almost a truer cover than sort of the jazz one or any of the other ones. It's the guitar riff's actually the same. It's this arrangement and the dynamics of it that have been pushed. But actually, note for note, it's not too dissimilar.
No, it feels very close, yeah.
No, that's right. It's got exactly the same drive.
Yeah, I like it. I think it suits her perfectly. You know, it also having that southern accent is such an asset to this song. And it does, it has that drive and that motion, which is what I want from a Jolene.
If you're going to do a barnstormer, do a barnstormer.
Storm the barn.
Storm
Burn
the
it to
barn.
The ground.
And this, Miley can do that.
Yeah, this is, she's throwing all his things into the street and setting them on fire.
Setting them on fire.
Just one thing about the motion of this song. I mean, we've talked about it a few times. If you listen to the original Dolly Parton and you listen to the drum pattern, I don't think it is actually a boran, but it's a boran pattern. It's a very Irish drumming pattern.
Okay, so I was actually thinking of talking to Gillian about this because I'm a huge Tom Lehrer fan, and the old Irish song of his, Fiddly Diddly Diddly Dee.
Yes, yes, yes.
And part of this, the melody line and the scansion,
yes.
Country and Western holds a lot of place with folk music, with Irish folk. So there is something a little Irish.
And I'm just saying emerald eyes, auburn hair.
I mean, and I believe she first recorded it on a shamrock. And she made a pot of gold.
Just originally called Eileen.
Ain't they had a lot of towels?
Yeah. Can I ask you, though, actually, Gillian, you said something interesting before about the, you know, the E sound in Jolene and how hard it is to sing it up there. It's just vocally speaking. Do you have a favourite of all of the ones that we've heard?
Oh, I mean, it's Dolly. Mm. It's always Dolly. It's Dolly, and then, oh, vocally after that, that's a great question.
The versions we've heard, I would say it's the jazz version. I can't remember the singer's name. Beyoncé and Dolly are the three vocally. Mm. But for me, the one I want to see live, like the one I want to see,
yeah,
I think is Miley.
Yeah, I agree. I feel the same.
Well, we will bear all of that in mind, your four favourites, and we will listen out for little bits of Dolly and Beyoncé and Nicola Zuraitis and Miley Cyrus. We're going to hear your version now. I hope you have been paying attention to all of these covers that we've been listening to and that you've learned many, many lessons from them, some of which you will now put into practice and some of which I hope you will avoid. But Gillian Cosgrove and Reuben Kay now give us their version of Dolly Parton's Jolene.
Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green.
Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you.
He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name.
And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man,
but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 Jolene,
please don't take him even though you can.
You could have your choice of man, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. To have this talk with you, my happiness depends on you, whatever you decide to do, Jolene, Jolene.
Oh, cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Oh, cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Oh, cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Oh, on that day, if he runs to Jolene, Lord help me, I'll run to Jolene. I'm praying, don't run to Jolene. Oh, I'm begging, please don't take my man.
Jolene, 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 Jolene.
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
Jolene, Jolene.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Please don't take him even though you can.
Jolene.
Jolene. Thank you very much indeed. That way we heard all of the influences there very, very clearly. Thank you very much for doing that for us. We should insist that all of our guests perform the songs that they're talking about on Cover Story. Reuben, Jill, thank you again for being my guests on today's music show.
Thank you so much for having us.
This was a huge amount of fun. Thank you.
And we'll finish as we always do with the original version. Here's Dolly again.
Of auburn hair with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
Jolene back in her rightful place with Dolly Parton ending today's episode of Cover Story. Rue Kay and Gillian Cosgrove are at the Adelaide Cabaret Festival until the 21st of June. And the music show is produced by C. Benedict and Sky Kirkham. Technical production this week from Bella Tropiano and Angela Grant. The show was made on Gadigal, Gundungurra and Wurundjeri Woi Wurrung country. Coming up on the music show, we'll be meeting the violist Lawrence Power and talking about the canon of English music, Purcell, Vaughan Williams and Kate Bush. And next time on Cover Story, a long overdue visit to Carole King's extraordinary songwriting, one of her early ones. Laura Case and Felix Cross join me for Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow?
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.